welcome to the check-in on KBIA, where we're checking in each weekday for community connection and conversation over the airwaves. Thank you for being here. So we do try to have fun on Fridays, and today is no different. We've billed this program as the topic as date night. Maybe it's also, dare I say, happy stimulus check day. In any case, it is Friday. So what favorite businesses are you supporting by remote these days? Are you having dinner out but at home? And how are the businesses getting by? There's no way around it, though. It's tough times right now. 22 million nationally have filed for unemployment. This is a very heavy number. It's a very heavy situation. Today, we're going to look at the realities of things, but also at what local businesses have on offer right now that we can do to support them. With us to look at all this today and kind of unpack the numbers for us in the statewide economy and the picture is Alan Spell. He's a professor with MU Extension and an economic and workforce researcher. He's also a pretty positive guy. So he's going to help us look for the way forward in all of this. And, you know, we are all in it together. Alan Spell, thanks for joining us today.
So thanks for having me, Janet.
You can also join the discussion. Let us know what you're doing. Are you doing anything for fun this weekend? Where are you finding fun? Are you getting takeaway meals from a favorite place? Maybe you're taking advantage of the new rules on takeaway cocktails in Missouri. Apparently, you can get cocktails to go for a while. Will you be doing that? Let us know what businesses you're supporting, how you're supporting them, and if you are a business owner in mid-Missouri. And before we talk with Alan and get to the topic of the day, we have with us Nikki Davis and Jesse Yankee on the line. Nikki is a business organizer in Columbia and the executive director of the district, Downtown Community Improvement District. And Jesse Yankee is the executive director of the Missouri Women's Business Center, which Nikki's also involved with. Nikki Davis and Jesse Yankee, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, me too. So what are you two finding when it comes, what are you hearing and finding when it comes to women's business owners right now?
Well, I know from my side.
Do you want me to take it?
Yeah.
Sorry, I should call. I'll call on someone. Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
I just know from my end, for our businesses downtown, women's, minority, and otherwise, that it's all about the information that's coming out. Everything's changing hour by hour, and we are so grateful to have places like the Women's Business Center that can help us get that information out to our businesses in a quick manner. Jesse, I'll let you talk to the more specific details, but it's been a trying time, and we're thankful for the Women's Business Center.
Yes. Yeah, Jesse?
Thank you, Nikki. Yeah, actually, going along the lines of your positive Friday, is watching my women clients absolutely just hit the ground running, pivot their businesses to online. People have never done, you know, Facebook Live and these things before, just doing it, you know, kind of the embarrassment, I guess, of putting yourself out there like that is completely gone. And so I've watched some of my clients actually, some of them have increased their sales during this time because of their online presence that they created. So I have seen a lot of that, which has been really great.
Well, that's great to hear. Let me just take a moment to say you're listening to The Check-In on KBIA, and we're talking with local business leaders Nikki Davis and Jesse Yankee about the landscape for business owners right now. They're both involved with the Missouri Women's Business Center, supporting women entrepreneurs here, and also, it has to be said, in small towns across the state. Are you trying to keep a business afloat right now? Are you finding innovative ways to connect with your customers? We want to hear from you. And Jesse Yankee and Nikki Davis, thanks again for, and thanks for your patience with my rough start there. We forget sometimes we're on the phone. I need to actually call out somebody by name when we're not sitting in the studio together.
All right.
So Jesse, again, on, you know, you said you're women business owners, you're seeing a crisis response, which means, you know, just a confident response and this needs to get done. What other workarounds are you seeing businesses and particularly women business owners take on right now?
Well, I mean, the true beauty of it is, before all of this happened, women were, in my opinion, already doing it all, right? We are running businesses, we're raising children, and now we had to add on top of that being homeschool teachers. And it's been, what I've loved is the unity that has come back that maybe we were missing for a while when we were so busy. But I've seen so many of my women business center owners, especially in the rural areas, really come back together and start, you know, having those daily conversations and these online check-ins that we were too busy for before. And I'm doing air quotes, can't see that. But,
yes.
You know, it turns out that we will make time when we need to. And so seeing those communities rebuild has been really amazing between the women that we serve.
All right. Great to hear. Nikki, anything to add to that?
No, I think that's absolutely correct, and it's fascinating to watch, and we knew this already, but it's fascinating to watch what we can do when we put our minds to it as women in a society that can make it a little bit harder sometimes. So I think these are trying times, but it's also very triumphant for a lot of people.
Okay, well, bear with us a second, Jesse Yankee and Nikki Davis from the Missouri Women's Business Center. But we also have a caller coming in. Molly is coming from Columbia. And Molly, I recognize your name. I feel like you might be a business owner.
I am a business owner. I own Billiards on Broadway in downtown Columbia.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Molly. Can you tell us the landscape from where you are? What's on your mind with Billiards right now? I know you are doing takeout. It's a favorite with my family, actually. We do Friday night Billiards, and we're doing it at home now, of course. But what kind of workarounds are you finding, and how are things going for you, Molly?
Well, like everyone, the economic impact of having a restaurant and a bar go to curbside only was astonishing. But the workaround is you just get up every day and you keep doing it. So we follow the rules, and we've kept our name out there, and we're doing curbside 7 days a week. And I'm able to keep my staff that want to continue working on the payroll. So that's been very satisfying on our part to help impact their financial situation.
Okay, so I know that the employee well-being is a very big concern for a lot of business owners right now. Molly, you're saying that you are able to keep a lot of people on, you would say most or not, or all of your staff?
Not all my staff. Several of my staff have chosen to not work, and I encourage every staff person to do exactly what they need to do. But for those staff who want to continue to work, I certainly have had work for them, although at a decreased level, because we're only doing curbside.
Okay. Molly, what would you say is your biggest concern as a business owner right now?
It's twofold, I think. One, continuing to do curbside on a daily basis and continuing to provide an excellent product that's going out the door. And also looking forward, Jana, as we look forward to the reopening process, what is that going to be like, not only for myself, but for all bars and restaurants in Columbia?
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing that with us, Molly. We're going to continue the discussion here. I would like to hear what Jesse and Nikki have to say about your concerns about going forward. We'll also get thoughts from economist Alan Spell. But Molly from Billiards, thank you so much for calling and sharing what's going on with you. Good luck.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Molly. Take care. Nikki and Jesse, Molly says her big concern is, what does the future look like? What does going forward out of this look like? What do you think? I'm supposed to call on someone. Nikki, what do you think, Nikki?
That is one of our biggest concerns. It's these are unprecedented times. We've not seen something like this. So how do we prepare for a future that we don't know how to handle or expect? So, I think, again, that comes back to our community. And I know that Columbia has an amazing community and has come out in droves for our small businesses. But to keep it on people's minds that this is not a 3-week, a 2-week, a 1-month thing for our small businesses. This will be 6 months. This will be a year of trying to recoup what has happened here. So I think just keeping it on our community's minds and continuing to help our small businesses as they have already.
Okay. Nikki, you're with the Downtown District Improvement District. is what Molly's saying and her concerns echoing what you're hearing from other business owners?
Absolutely. You know, we have kind of a little bit gotten past that point to where now some of these businesses are getting that money from the government so that they can pay their rent and pay for their, you know, employees that want to work. Mm-hmm. But yes, this is absolutely the biggest concern is how do we now bring ourselves out of this and get back, you know, I don't know if we'll ever get back to where we were, but get back to some kind of normalcy afterwards.
Okay. You mentioned the federal loans, the Small Business Administration loans for small businesses. And that was a question I had for you, too, and also for Alan later, which is, are local Columbia businesses and Missouri businesses getting these funds? Are you seeing that? And how is that process going from your vantage point?
I have seen it, and it is coming in just now, maybe these couple of last, you know, 3 or 4 days.
Okay.
Starting to hit our business's bank accounts. But again, you know, it's no one's fault, but it is about 2 or 3 weeks too late. So they're now trying to play catch up. And it seems, I think Jesse can probably speak to this better too as well. We're hitting our limits on a lot of these different funds. So what happens after that? Again,
right.
Looking towards the future and how do we prepare for that?
Yes, Jesse, anything to add to that?
I wanted to definitely put it out there that, you know, our smallest businesses, you know, your 1099s, which are a lot of services we all love, our hairdressers, you know, nail places, all those type of people, they didn't get any aid. They did not have access. They were told to wait on a lot of these federal funds and that, you know, information was coming and then the money ran out. So all of those people are still stranded right now. And so there's a big push to, you know, work with our congressmen and other people in government to get more funds out there for our smallest businesses who didn't get that opportunity. Now, some of our businesses have successfully gotten, you know, the PPP loans and things like that. And that's been really great. But like Nikki said, it's kind of too little too late on a lot of them. So what we've been doing in terms of Molly's question about what's next, we've been putting together kind of visioning work with our clients. And I wanted to mention to your listeners that we're a completely free service. We're a nonprofit part of Central Missouri Community Action. So these are all free opportunities that we're here for business owners. And like with Molly, you know, we would put her in a group with other business owners in her industry and visualization together. And what does this look like? And working as a unit. Again, the community is stronger than ever. And I think we really have to lean on each other right now.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. It sounds very frustrating as some of those federal loans come down, but 3 weeks late, although 3 weeks for this kind of thing is maybe somewhat quick by some standards, but it's necessary for it to be very, very quick right now. So it sounds like a frustrating time, but yet a very good time for people to coordinate, which you are doing through the Missouri Women's Business Center. Mm-hmm. And Jesse, the website for people to connect with you is mowbc.org. Is that correct?
That's correct. And you can make an appointment on there for counseling. We have all types of information. And then our Facebook page has also been very active. And I wanted to mention, of course, the grant that came out that will be opening on Monday for our smallest businesses through the U.S. Chamber. And everybody should take advantage of that if they have between 3 and 20 employees. In eligible zip codes, which does include 65201 and 202. So make sure everyone's taking a look at that for their business.
Okay, so mowbc.org is the place to go to connect.
Yep.
If you're a business owner out there, particularly a woman business owner struggling, there is a network ready for you. Jesse and Nikki, if you can hang on one moment, we have another caller. I want to take a call from Joe calling from Columbia. And Joe, I recognize your name as well. I think you might be calling from the Yellow Dog.
Yes, that's right. I'm the owner of Yellow Dog Bookshop.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling in, Joe. We've wanted to get you on here to hear how things are going with the Yellow Dog. I know that it's an anchor business and bookstore right in the heart of downtown Columbia. How are things going, and what are you still able to offer for people in terms of books?
Well, we're scraping by. We actually closed down a little before the Columbia Boone County shutdown order in the interest of safety. So we've been doing, we're mailing out orders all over. Okay. We've still got our, we're not buying any used books right now, but we've got thousands of used books still in stock, and we can order in new titles as well. So far people have been contacting us through email, Facebook Messenger, over the phone, and we're posting pictures of our stacks on these places and our website as well. And a lot of our new titles are on the website and can be ordered directly from there. So we're just trying to field as many inquiries and requests as we can, and keep things moving as much as possible.
Okay. Well, I do follow the Yellow Dog on social media, so I know that you're continuing the literary discussions on social media. It's not quite the same as being in the bookstore, but you've got lovely pictures of the bookstore. And these kinds of literary conversations can take to the Ethernet, I suppose, and sometimes take to the airwaves. How would you say, Joe, it's going? And this is another question I want to hear from Nikki and Jesse as well, about how small businesses are getting around this. But do you feel like you are able to connect with customers fairly well online?
As well as we're able. You're right that especially for a used bookstore, the browsing experience is such a large part of it. And so that's why we're trying to get the pictures of the sections and everything as much as possible, so that people can still have that experience. So I think it's working for some people, definitely, those who are on social media a lot and are looking for us. We're probably at about a third, a quarter of our usual sales this time of year. March is when we really start ramping up our big summer months. And especially with shutdown, and even when things open back up, we're not going to have the usual tourism and travel we do on a normal summer. So it's going to be tight.
Okay. Well, best of luck to you, Joe. Thanks for calling in. And I know people can check out the Yellow Dog online and on social media to order. And I know you're putting out some book suggestions, so that's a good way to take us into the weekend.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Joe. Jesse and Nikki, do you have anything to add to that about what Joe is saying about workarounds for businesses connecting with their customers right now? Let me go to Nikki with that question.
Yeah. We have seen an amazing amount of creativity come out of our businesses, from everything from the typical curbside pickup to online happy hours that go along with their sales, to some of our salons that are doing gift box specials so that you can still get your hair products or send them to a friend. We have some amazing home stylists that are doing virtual home styling. Since you are stuck at home all the time, why not make it pretty? So there is some amazing creativity coming out of this to try and help them stay afloat as much as possible. And it's very interesting to watch. We do have a couple of lists of businesses and what they are doing on our website, discoverthedistrict.com, if you want to see some of those really cool creative ideas.
Okay, sounds great. So discoverthedistrict.com is somewhere where you can go to see the creative ideas businesses are doing, and put another way to see how you can support some local businesses in the district downtown. We just heard from Nikki Davis, also Jesse Yankee with the Missouri Women's Business Center. And to connect with the Missouri Women's Business Center, that website is mowc.org. Right?
WBC.org.
Yep. Right. I missed a letter out there. So, okay. Thank you, Jesse Yankee. Thank you, Nikki Davis, for joining us today. And good luck with all you're doing. We need to have you back, Jesse, just to talk about rural businesses and how they're faring right now.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nikki. All right, Alan Spell, let's get to the topic of the day. It's Friday. We're looking at local businesses. We're hearing from local businesses about what they're offering for the weekend, how they're surviving right now, what their workarounds are, and how are you still continuing to interact with your favorite businesses and helping us unpack the statewide picture on the economy and business right now is MU Professor Alan Spell. How are you doing, Alan?
I'm doing well, Janet. It's you put me up for a challenge though to bring me on to talk about the economy and also be fun on the Friday. So I'll have to see if I can live up to it.
Okay. We are asking an awful lot of you right now. That is absolutely true. Let me just start with a general question though. I think you will be up to the task. What is your statewide picture looking like generally as an economist watching this? What's really on your mind and what's striking you? There's so much to unpack. Let me just start with that general question.
Sure. The first thing I look at is just the unemployment numbers, the claims, how the economy is just moving month to month.
Yes.
Looking at things like sales, like we heard from Joe and Molly, you know, sales are down in stores, especially in restaurants. I think last time I looked at the job numbers, you know, most of those losses are in the restaurant industry. And, of course, companies aren't hiring, too. So, you know, a lot of times in our monthly job numbers, it's a mix of those layoffs and hires. And really with companies just holding tight and freezing that hiring, we're just seeing those numbers go down. So, you know, it's not an optimistic look at the moment in terms of those layoffs, especially in, you know, in the tourism related jobs. And unfortunately, this is the time of year when those sales do pick up. March and April is a big time for these companies. And so to lose that sales is really a big impact to their revenue. So that's not optimistic, obviously. My hope is that as the testing, as our confidence in how we can manage this health crisis gets better, that we can start reopening and that we'll have a lot of these jobs come back more quickly than others. I do worry, though, because we have lost things like sales, that companies will, some firms will just go under. And, you know, we've got programs out there from the Fed that's trying to help, but still, money's money, and you know, we're going to lose some companies. So I worry about that, obviously, and I hope that some of the things that the federal agencies are doing through the PPP, through unemployment insurance, are able to help us. But right now, it certainly doesn't. We're certainly in the worst of it, I think, at the moment.
All right. It is an incredibly tough time. And Alan, you're releasing a series of briefings showing economic indicators right now through MU Extension. These unemployment numbers and unemployment claims are staggering. If I'm reading this correctly, it's happened in the last month, a month ago in mid-March. Before the crisis really took effect, there was the usual number of unemployment claims at 4,000 or so. And just 2 weeks later, by the end of March, if I'm reading correctly, there were 104,000. And this is happening all over the country with 22 million unemployment claims nationally. How can the state even begin to respond to this? Tell us about those numbers and the response.
Yeah, so first off, if you look at the past month, I mean, we've had about 300,000 people file for initial claims, and that's just over 10% of our workforce. So economists are looking out into June and saying, you know, we're going to probably hit unemployment rates north of 10 to 13, 14%. Hopefully this will be temporary, but it is a tremendous shock, one that we've never really gone through in such a short time at this level at all. So, you know, the state is doing their best in terms of, you know, the unemployment office and trying to help out with those people that are laid off. I know just recently the State Department of Higher Education and Economic or Higher Education Workforce Development has put up information about companies that are hiring. So they're trying to show people where there are jobs, and those jobs at grocery stores, at distribution centers, at pharmacies and so forth are still around, but obviously not what many people are used to doing. So they're trying to do things like that and trying to be flexible, honestly, with spending. And we heard, from, I think it was Nikki talking about the district and how they're trying to offer money to really small companies, because the PPP did go out a little bit later than what we had hoped to get money out there. But it was a massive amount of money, so you kind of expected some of that. But I think cities are also looking to step up and try to help small businesses through things like, funding where they can, but also just through the idea of trying to help businesses advertise they are doing things like offering curbside pickup and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay, good to know. We are talking to Alan Spell. He's an economist and professor with MU Extension. He's also an economic and workforce researcher. We are talking about having a fun Friday, if you can, going into the weekend. What are the businesses that you're already supporting? Do you do a family night? Do you do a date night, having dinner out but at home? What businesses are you still supporting? If you're a business owner right now, what is your work around, and what are your plans for the weekend? Are you going to get cocktails to go? Apparently that is okay now in Missouri, temporarily, that is. So let us know what's going on with you for the weekend. We've just got a few more minutes, really just a couple more minutes, but if you are a business owner or enjoying a local business and you want to tell us about it, Alan, you mentioned, and Nikki and Jesse were also mentioning, the rural businesses. What does the rural landscape look right now for business and economy?
You know, they're getting impacted in some of the same ways that the urban areas are. I did look at, for example, the mix of different industries in rural versus urban areas. And, you know, there's a lot of some of the similar businesses when you look at retail, when you look at restaurants and so forth. So they're kind of getting impacted both ways there. The difference in rural areas, you know, obviously with the farming, I know FAPRI, the Food and Ag Policy Research Institute there at the university has done some early estimates of farm income being down pretty substantial this year, I think around 20%. Of course, it's early, things change, but, you know, that's obviously going to impact sales all around those rural communities because you depend so much on farming. We've heard recently, just in the last couple of days, about closures or temporary closures, if you will, of meat processing plants, which are the Smithfields, the Burger down in near Jeff City. So those are having impact as well. And in the rural areas, manufacturing restaurants are part of the economy. Another part, which is really, you know, critical, is healthcare. And a large part of the economy in some of the rural areas is devoted to healthcare. So you also have challenges there because a lot of the money that is made in the hospital industry is for that regular care, you know, that going in for the visit for your eyes, for just a regular checkup. And those things aren't happening. And so they're really taking a hit in those areas as well. So, you know, the challenge with a rural area is that you may lose your job, but you don't really have a nearby business to just go to as you would, say, in Columbia or St. Louis or in Kansas City or Springfield, where there's other jobs that you can commute to within 20 or 30 minutes where there's openings. If you're in a fairly isolated rural area, you lose your job. You really don't have a lot of options without traveling a great distance, and that's, of course, hard on anyone.
All right, Alan. We maybe have a very quick call. Rose is calling from Columbia. Rose, what's on your mind? We've got just a few seconds here.
Hi, I just wanted to put in a plug for the restaurant Tiger Chef. It's okay. A Thai and Burmese restaurant that I ordered from last night. It was delicious.
Okay, Tiger Chef. Okay, thanks for taking us into the weekend with that recommendation, Rose. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Okay, and Alan, we do have to go, but I know that you are at home with four great kids and Brenda. What are you all doing for family night or date night, or what kind of businesses are you enjoying during isolation?
I'm so glad you asked, Janet. So one of the things that we're doing is definitely doing the carry out as well. And I'm glad to hear billiards is doing that, because we love billiards. And we thought about Shakespeare's, and we're doing the best. And
You're supporting. All right. Alan Spell, thank you so much for joining us. We are past out of time, but happy Friday and take care.
Hey, same to you. Bye-bye.
All right. That's it for today's check-in. Thanks for checking in with us. Come back and join us. We'll be here Monday, same time, same place. I'm Janet Saidi. Stay safe and stay in touch.